How good is your LinkedIn profile? We've got three fast tips and checks you can do to ensure your profile is top-notch. Make sure to stick around until the end for the one that really shocked me, but really it's a simple fix. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the program where we share tips and explain simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. All right, so why do you have a LinkedIn profile? Well, the answer is obvious. If you're looking for a job, you're trying to network and connect with new job opportunities. But it is also a huge help with networking. And also, you never know when you're going to be out of a job. You don't want to wait until you're out of a job to start beefing up your profile, number one. And number two, trying to get more LinkedIn connections, because it takes time and it takes time to build relationships. Okay, so issue number one, let's take a look at it, your photo. Number one, do you have one? A lot of people don't post a photo on their LinkedIn profile. This generally is considered not a good thing. I've done a lot of research on this whole topic because we had a podcast a while ago on creating a killer LinkedIn profile. We did it with an author of a book. I'll have more about that later. But as I was getting ready to do that interview with her, I did a little bit of research and I looked at a lot of profiles. And I'm also here to tell you some of these mistakes I've made. So number one, do you have a photo? If you don't have a photo, some experts say that indicates that you're not that serious about your whole LinkedIn efforts. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but you should be aware that there are people out there who think that. Okay, so number one, do you have a photo? Number two, if you do have a photo, is it fairly recent? I'm not saying it has to be yesterday or even this year, but you should periodically update it, because you don't want to go for an interview and when you show up, people say, who's that? Because they don't recognize you. You also want a photo that presents you in a fairly good professional light. So that means that picture of you with the kids in the flying elephant at Disneyland, probably not the best choice, no matter how good you looked in that picture or how good the lighting was. Now, what you might be able to do is take that picture and just cut your, you know, a headshot out, assuming that works and, you know, you weren't wearing a bathing suit or something like that. I also think that you should smile. You want to come across as being friendly and approachable. I have to tell you, not everybody agrees with this. I'm always fighting with my husband. Hey, you need to change your LinkedIn profile. You're not smiling. You look so stern and mean. And he says, no, that's the image I want to give. So, okay, you take that with a grain of salt. Number two, and this is a biggie because it's a simple thing and a small percentage of people get this wrong. You want to have a very accurate job title or description. I see some folks, not a huge number, who put something down like, you know, a pithy saying. So they'll have something like, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, or hardworking professional who gets along with everyone. Well, that's real nice. But if a recruiter is looking for someone for a job and they put in, let's say, accounts payable manager, they get a list of 25, 50, whatever number of people to look at. And everybody's title says, you know, accounts payable manager, AP manager, AP supervisor, accounts payable supervisor, something like that. And you've got, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Yeah, you'll stand out, but not necessarily in a good way. They probably will just fly right over you. Now, I know when I say this to people, sometimes they say, well, they can look at my profile. And when they look at my profile and they see it, they'll be able to realize that I'm an accounts payable manager or whatever it is. Yes, they can, but in most cases, they won't bother to look. Why should they take the extra time to look at that profile, which may or may not fit the criteria for the job that they're recruiting for, when there are 25, 50, 100 other good ones? Now, I will tell you, I saw one when I was going through this, and I thought, this person is really smart. As the title, they had Tech Savvy Accounts Payable Manager. And I thought, wow, that's really taking advantage of that space for the title. And it says it all. So if you have some adjective that won't, you know, make your title so long that accounts payable or accounting or control or whatever it is, you know, falls off that line, whether that they can see, then definitely use it. But make sure you have a very accurate job title. And by the way, Even if you're not looking for a job, it's always nice to have somebody approach you and say, you know, we saw you, we saw your postings on LinkedIn, we looked at your profile, would you be interested in? That's always a nice thing. And now, item number three, which I want to talk about, and I'm going to be honest here, up until 2 years ago, I wasn't doing this either, and that is people don't have a LinkedIn banner. Now, when I started talking to Brenda when she was going to do the podcast for us, she said to me, can you send me the profiles of several people who would be typical of the audience? So I went through and I picked out a few of people that I knew, accounts payable managers, and I just sent them to her. I didn't look and see if their profiles were good, bad, or the other, whatever. And when she did the podcast, what she said to me was, most of your people, she said, don't have banners. And like I said, I'd only had a banner for about 2 years, so I'm certainly not in a position to point a finger. And I said, does that matter? And she said, yeah, it's just kind of like the icing on the cake. You know, it makes the person come across, appear more professional. And so since then, when I've been looking at profiles and connecting with people and whatnot, I've noticed it. And now it's like a sore thumb. Every time I see somebody without a banner, I'm like, ooh, ooh. And the ones who do have it, it makes them stand out. Now, the thing about this is it's really simple to get a banner up there. So I said to her, well, what should people have? You know, what would an accounts payable person put up there? And she had some examples. She said, first of all, you can just put a solid color up there. So you could put like solid green, you know, for money, or blue, you know, something professional looking. Don't put pinks up there. She said they can also put a photo of the skyline of their city. Oh, I wouldn't have thought of to do that, but that would look really nice. A photo of the mountains. I said, I used to have up there, which I don't think, by the way, is a good idea, but I used to have up there one of the Northern Lights. I'm a big fan of the Northern Lights. I hope someday to see them. Not been successful so far. But anyway, I had a picture of the Northern Lights. I was not crazy about the way that looked, so you take that with a grain of salt. I will tell you that there are free banners that you can create on the internet. When I was doing my research for this, I came across one from Canva, C-A-N-V-A. I haven't used it, I don't know, but it looked pretty simple. They had some basics that you could fool around with. So whatever you do, whether you just take a photo that you have, you just put a blank green, blue, plaid, whatever, up there, get a banner up there. I have to say, once she pointed it out, it really was important. Okay, you can learn a lot from Brenda Bernstein, who is the author of Creating a Killer LinkedIn Profile. We interviewed her in episode 92 of the AP Now podcast. A link on YouTube anyway will appear to that shortly to the left. As always, your comments, subscribes, thumbs ups, and or shares are greatly, greatly appreciated. Good luck with your profile.